Blog Talk Radio.
In pilot jargon, it's called a walk-around. You see them do it before every takeoff of every plane. What you don't see are their qualifications to fly those planes. It takes them years and thousands of hours of experience. And every year, they're schooled and tested. No exceptions. Because when you're a United pilot, you hold a lot more in your hands than just the controls. Come fly the airline that's United the world. Come fly the friendly skies.
Hey, huddle up. It is I, your sports procrastinator, the coach, D. Gibb, calling from Lion Hills, Nigeria, on the way to Long Beach, California. Y'all know the line. Hit us up, 516-453-9133. Pound one to listen, pound two to talk. All right, now. And it starts. Brooms have been out already. All I can say is, we're the Philadelphia fans. We're the best in the land, and we're hot. Yes, we're hot. Washington is going home, and they're going home. And they're going home and pouting like it. Not a joke. If you didn't see Sixers is for real, y'all better start looking at Sixers as a real threat out there. Defensively and offensively, y'all popping your top. Leave them open, it's going the other way. And see, the thing about a great player is you elevate your game in the playoffs and beat Benson. You elevate your game to another level in the playoffs. Tobias Harris. I'll just name a few on the Sixers. Okay. It ain't all scoring. It's just playing better basketball. I am elated right now. These guys is out of here. And I could do without Bradley Beal. At two. I could do without him. We don't know why I could do without him. His defense is El Matador, and that's not what Doc wants.
I told you, Coach, at the beginning of the year, man, you had you and Duce was on here, El Duce. Y'all were talking about trading Tobias Harris, and now look at you. Now look at you. You put down Bradley Beal.
Hey.
That was your man. That was your man.
He still is my man, but not for us. All he is an offensive weapon. He can't play a lick of D.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got a surprise for you.
And for the record, the Joker's not better than Embiid. I'm tired of the talk.
Yeah, I hate that, too. I hate that, too. You know, Joker, he is a joke. You see what that team is doing to Denver. You see what Portland's doing. They're giving them royal ass to kiss. Now, I got a surprise in the playoffs. Remember I said this. Milwaukee beats Brooklyn. You heard it here. Milwaukee takes them to a 7-game series. They expend all the money out of New York, get what they need to get, and Milwaukee beats Brooklyn in the 7th game to play. I mean, they're tailor-made to play the Philadelphia 76ers.
But my thing is, I'm not sold on – I mean, I'm not saying the series is over with Boston.
Series over, man. Stop playing.
With a 50 the other night.
Yeah, it don't matter. I mean, that's all they got is Jason Tatum. He's like a relief pitcher. He got a tired arm. He can't keep doing that. Yeah, okay.
Wear them down a little bit. Wear them down. And I told you this act. I'm trying to tell you this act. Remember, I told you what was going to happen. It's going to get this. They have no.
Told you they have
no
cohesion.
They just got superstars.
They are the 2020 Las Vegas Raiders. They have no defense. Period.
None.
But it's going to be a 7-game series, and they're going to beat each other up. By the time Milwaukee plays Philadelphia, they already lost.
Yeah.
They might have somebody hurt. Chris Middleton might get hurt.
Agreed.
You heard it here. All right, Coach, going back what you're saying. I'm gone.
So, excuse me. Basically, you know, this playoff is really not a joke right now. You know, doing stuff that I didn't think they had in them. I'm just excited for the first time in a long time that the 76ers are really a threat. They're really a threat. This kid and B got real game. He'll give it to you however you want it. I'll be seeing them shaking their head after he do something like, man, how do you expect me to send that? He's got 7 foot.
Did you see his footwork?
Foot.
Have you seen this man's footwork?
Oh,
he
B
is
footwork
the king's son.
Yes.
He should be called Joel Olajuwon. I think that Hakeem had – I ain't going to do that. But he's definitely a relative.
He's a relative.
Definitely a relative.
He's a relative. And this
that
kid,
move he put on, man, that shake and bake move, the drive to the basket, and the guy's going to the basket. He stopped, points at him, and shoots the jumper like it ain't nothing. Who is this man? I mean, I'll tell you who he is. He's finally a healthy Joel Embiid.
Very good. And he's on the – obviously, he stopped eating 9-5 guys' burgers.
Yeah, that might help. Yeah, that might help. That might help your situation. It really might help.
I think he's taking basketball serious, man. I think he's really starting to take basketball seriously. First couple of years, he got his millions, got all that money. For what? He had the Ricky Waters attitude. For what?
Mm-hmm. Well, all I know, 2 years ago, we're not going to count the pandemic season. We ain't going to count that season. 2 years ago, that boinky, boinky, boinky shot by Kawhi Leonard, who's getting older by the minute. He's getting longer than the tooth. I told you that early in the year, right? And you agree. And now he's showing that he's a great ball player. And one day he will be a Hall of Famer. The things he's done in this league, he'll be not. I don't know if he'll be a first ballot, but he'll definitely be second or third ballot.
Knock it off.
You think so? Okay, we'll see.
I got dinner at Del Marco's
for you. If me and you, I will buy it myself. Everybody here. I will buy Coach dinner if Kawhi Leonard makes first ballot.
He ain't going. He ain't. We going. Like I said, first ballot. But there's another superstar budding. If there's another young budding superstar out west, this kid John Morant is really John Morant.
He's nice, man. He's maturing. You know, once the kid body goes, then you mature. Came into this league with a kid body and dominated with Derrick Rose. I have never seen anything like that.
Before or since.
He is a problem.
No. Young D. Rose, arguably could have been everything.
How about that New York Knicks team? Wow.
Yeah, how about them? They're going right out.
You're such a hater. He's such a hater.
Cool on R.J. Barrett. Oh, the R.J. Barrett game is irky.
Yeah, he's not the player. He is a player that is a complimentary player. He's a compliment to whoever he plays with. He's not a star.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He's an Iguodala. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 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 And what can you? I know Dollar Dame is a great ball player, but how long does he have to lose?
I mean, they're going out again.
Not to Denver. Not to Denver. Now, they're gonna beat Denver.
I'm not saying Denver, but next round they out.
I got a problem. I got a serious problem right now, and maybe you can help me, Coach. I got a problem. This Valco boy getting on my nerves, man.
This guy, man.
What did I
tell you?
Luckily, I didn't take this bet from this sucker dude. Come on, man, bet. I didn't get a chance to bet. Okay, I didn't get a chance to betting. And lucky I didn't, man, because I had Phoenix beating this team. I don't know, man. I don't know, Coach.
Go boy, he cries for a foul. He's the flopper. I'm cool on dude. And every 5 minutes, I'm looking on social media with another erroneous nine. They just make up stats to put him there. Like, it's bad now. It's like, stop it. It's very annoying of some of these stats. And Nick Young is very culpable for it, too, because he's a good bronze sexual running around here every 5 minutes talking crazy.
Did you just say bronze sexual? Did you just say bronze? You are sick, man. You are sick.
And you're right.
He is on, he must reside in the jockstrap of LeBron James. He must.
Erroneous stat.
Oh, boy.
These stats be like futile. Your stats like, really? You really going to say this? So, sick of
I don't like nothing about the Lakers. I don't like Caruso. He burns me. That guy burns me. That athlete burns me. He swears he's better than what he is. Kuzma's a bum. A joke.
I said that.
You did call Kuzma is a talent, a waste. He is what you call wasted talent. He ain't got no heart. And they're going to get bombed. I can't wait till they run up against somebody's going to run them out the gym.
What is it now? 3-1 Lakers or is it what is it 2-2? What is it?
2-1.
Okay, and they play tonight.
I think so. Is it 2-1? Yeah, I think
okay.
It's 2-1.
All right, get your popcorn ready, guys. Get your popcorn ready. That's a game. That's a must game. You know, after Huddle Sports Nation, put on your TV. That's a must game to see, man. I'm telling you.
What did I tell you? Every year, same old song with this Chris Paul guy. What did I tell you? What did I tell you?
Yeah, you said it last week. You jinxed it, man. I told you. Shut your mouth.
I didn't jinx it. I knew he was going to get hurt.
Did.
This is what happened to him.
Oh, man. You make me sick, bro. You really do, man. I told you not to say it. All year, I told you not to say it. Last week, you know, of course, you know, Coach gets his championship last week. You know, and I said, don't say it. Don't say it. He goes and say it. Coach, I hate you, man. I really hate you.
Look, let me tell you something. I just state the obvious. He trends to get hurt at the end when they need him the most. And without him being 100% right now, they have no chance. No chance.
Unless
you know Devin Booker's good, but they're bottling Devin Booker up. They're jumping all over him.
Unless he signs some secret paperwork that says, listen, you're going to make a lot of money in this league, but we want you to be hurt every time you get to the playoffs.
Yo, they may have. I'm wondering why he got all these sticks. Wondering why he missed the face of State Farm. You never know, man. It's a lot of goofy stuff that go on. He may have signed that deal like, look, you're going to be rich, but you'll never win. Okay.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man.
It's sad,
but you jinxed it, man. You jinxed it. I hate you, man.
I didn't jinx it.
I guess you did.
I said he's going to get hurt, and they're going to be done.
Why didn't you just root for him, man? Huh? Why didn't you just root for the man? Why did you do that? And I said last week, man, don't say it. You said, I'm going to say it. I said, please don't say what you're about to say. And you said it anyway. And it came to pass. You'd be ashamed of yourself. Really do. And you called the pass. You did.
And the thing about it, I'm actually a Chris Paul fan. He burns me because your best ability is what? What is it?
Availability.
You know. Tonight, we're going a little different. I got a special guest that I wanted to bring on. I'll give you a brief background on this guy.
Okay. Is he calling out a 917 area code?
Yes, he is.
All right, whenever you're ready.
So, you can bring him on. Mr. Singleton.
Yes, sir.
He's here. Okay, so I'm going to give you guys a brief background on Mr. Keith Singleton, who probably, arguably, is in the top three players to ever play football in Philadelphia. He was Michael Vick before Michael Vick. People came from different neighborhoods when we played Little League football just to watch this guy play. It's like Friday Night Lights when we played Little League football. Then that transcended to be Friday Night Lights in high school. This guy's was a heck of a quarterback. People don't know he was ambidextrous. Though left, he was left hand. He claims to be right handed, but I know he's left handed. Talk to us, man. How you doing today?
Oh, man, you know, just chilling. Can't complain. You know, hope
right.
I can live up to that wonderful introduction.
All right.
What are we talking about this evening?
Give us a brief history on where you and how did you start playing football?
I don't even know why, but it was always a passion, you know. I first started off, I was in Somerville section, Germantown. And, you know, I always just liked the game. My grandfather was a coach. I would go watch. And I just picked, you know, and it's funny how some things just come natural to people. Like football just was a natural progression for me. So I played football. I loved the game. I played it just because I loved it. Fans, no fans. Parents, no parents. I had a real passion for the game. And a little another unknown, I hated quarterback. I despised the position. I always thought of being a running back. All my favorite players was running backs. Bo Jackson, Herschel Walker, Walter Payton, the list goes on. I always thought I was that's why you say Michael Vick before then. I had no intention of ever throwing the ball. I always wanted to run it. So, but I hated the position. I really did not. I despised playing quarterback, but I always got stuck in being quarterback. And that's how I got – and when I got to Ivy Hill, that's how I actually got to play quarterback because Coach Jansen said, who here is left-handed? And me, I raised my hand. He's like, okay, good, you the quarterback. And that's how it began, you know. But I followed the game, and my superpower in football is watching and seeing real football talent. You know, I can just look at a player and see, watch a kid play and know, okay, yeah, that's a good player. You know what I mean? So, you know, but that's about it. You know, I've coached, you know, and I like giving back. It took me a while to transition from being a player to appreciating the game as a spectator. But, you know, I'm there now. So that's about it.
So give us some of your brief accolades of awards and things you've done. And because you came up in the era, if I stand corrected, of some of the upper echelon players in the public league, like Blair Thomas,
Mark Foster. Yeah, a whole bunch of them.
Richard Drayton,
Frank Wright, Al Septembrino, and Rick Hollowell, two of the best running backs. A lot of people don't know about or probably have never even seen. And, I mean, these guys, Glenn Hassett, Steve Duncan, Lionel Darty. I mean, there's a plethora of talent in that 80s era. But Blair was, you know, he was number two overall in the NFL draft, so I would probably say he was the best of the best. But him and Mark Foster had epic battles at that running back. Charlie Peoples, I mean, it just goes on and on, bro. Like, you know, Eric Williams out of Bartram, who went on to win 3 Super Bowls with Dallas Cowboys.
Correct.
I mean, it's just a bunch of guys, you know, that came through and then took their careers to the heights, you know. And I salute all them dudes, you know. So we played a great era of football, I believe, you know. And it was just a shame that state level we didn't get recognized like they do now, which
right.
is a great thing.
Right.
But
right.
you know, we definitely now, and I will say this: we probably wouldn't have competed too well with individual teams. But individual talent, oh, yeah, we measured up there with the best of the best. And I've been saying it for years, but now it's come to fruition with the Swifts and the Gators and all the players that have gone on to the NFL now. I can't think of his name. Oh, DJ Moore, what's the kid, receiver kid from Houston Texans, went to Notre Dame.
Will Fuller.
It'll come to me. Yeah, but there's a bunch of kids. Go ahead. Hello?
Yeah, name is Will Fuller.
Will Fuller, yeah, exactly, exactly. Guys like that. Even Jalen Strong, you know.
Jalen Strong.
Yeah, we had a bunch of talent, you know, a bunch of good coaches. It's just that, in my opinion, what happens in the Philadelphia Public League is that it's too many teams, so the talent gets spread out and then it gets watered
right.
down.
Right.
You know, Sharif Floyd. I forgot about my guy. Sharif Floyd. Out of what? Jamil McClain. There's a bunch of guys. You know, Jari Evans out of Frankfurt. You know, it's now that we got to compete on the state level, the whole state and the country got to see, you know, the talent that's in Philadelphia. You know, and
yeah, Lance
goes beyond that. Go ahead.
Lance Johnstone was a beast.
Lance Johnstone, yeah, Germantown Raiders, absolutely. Another one. Yeah, we had some talent come through Philadelphia, and there's more coming. I mean, you know, I would just like to see us shut, close, and unite some, not close, but unite some of the talent schools like a Strawberry Mansion, Franklin, and the Franklin Learning Center, and make just one team out of certain areas as opposed to having all these thinned out teams, you know, where you fill the 12 players and stuff like that. So, you know,
so,
that's just my take on it.
So, being that you're a smart guy, You went to Masterman first. So you can't be a dummy going to Masterman. You can't cheat in Masterman. So you went to Masterman. And then you thought, did you get recruited to go to Washington, or how did that happen?
Well, actually, yeah, well, kind of, sort of, but it wasn't for football. They actually wanted me to come to Washington to play basketball because during football, when I played basketball in middle school at Masterman, you know, it's just based on pure athleticism. But, I mean, maybe if I stuck with it, who knows. But, you know, it was basketball that they wanted me to come to Washington for. And here's the crazy part. I got to Washington, went to the gym and saw the basketball team and said, oh, no, they too big, and decided to play football. Crazy as that is. Yeah. Where they're much bigger and they hit you. Basketball, I was just like, yeah, well, these guys are super tall. We had Mack Blank there. He was good. Ellis McKinney, you know what I mean? We had a couple of dudes on there that could go, you know. And then football was just my passion, you know. So, I mean, looking back, maybe I should have kept playing basketball as well. But, you know, things happen.
Hey, Keith, I'm going to ask you a question, man. It's Oladele and Gozy. What year did you graduate Washington High School in Philadelphia?
86.
Okay, you remember a guy by the name of Maurice Doty Dixon?
Maurice Doty Dixon. That's not ringing a bell right now. He went to Washington?
Yeah, you came out in 86, man. He graduated in 89. So he probably was on the JV.
Oh, he was a little
time.
Younger than me. Oh, yeah.
He was a tall boy, real curly haired boy. You know what I mean? Pretty boy.
I may know the face. You know, but at the time, you know, when I was up there, I mean, I was, you know, I go to class, hit practice, and then I'm out. So, you know, but if I see his face, I may say, oh, you know what, I remember him.
He was killed in 2003. As my cousin, may he rest in peace. That's what I'm bringing up.
Oh, yeah, damn, sorry to hear that. But the name, if I see his face, I'm much better with faces than names, I tell you that. You know, I try never to forget a face. So I'm sure I've seen him in the hallways and, you know, stuff like that if he was there while I was there. You know.
So
what you guys
I got
thought?
Another question.
Go ahead.
So during your stay at Washington with all the awards you won and all the accolades and being recruiting, did you experience discrimination at any capacity you thought?
Well, I say this all the time. I've been called the N-word one time out of a hate in my life that I can recall. And it was, I was at Washington, but I wasn't at the school. I was at actually Busselton and Varee. But Busselton and Varee on the bus stop after practice one night. And these guys rolled by in the car, yelled out, go home, nigga. Never stopped, never turned around. They just yelled that out and kept going. That was the only time. At Washington, I'm not going to say it wasn't racism. Okay, I'll give you a funny story. We had a night game. So I did experience racism. Well, it's funny, but we had a night game, and the coach encouraged us to stay up there after school. And, you know, kind of, you know, get to know your teammates. So we had a guy, I don't want to call his name. Well, we had a guy on the team, big 6'5", redheaded DN, and he lived in an area in the Northeast called Borough Home Park, I believe it is. Extremely white, extremely racist, and, you know, the whole deal. So during that time, he asked me and another guy. Now, I'm a fairly dark-skinned, but he asked a guy that was even darker than me, a guy named Perry, to come to his house just to eat with him and his father before the game that night. So I'm saying, and then, you know, he would run around saying the N-word all the time. So I said, why would I come to your house when all you talk about is end this? And he looked like he was on the verge of tears and was so offended that I asked him that. And he said, wait a minute. I don't think you guys is the N-word. That's not who I'm talking about. I said, you do know I'm black. He's like, I know that, but you guys are my teammates. Now, mind you, he's a 17 to 18-year-old kid. And he says this, and I'm like, are you serious right now? He's like, yes. Because I told him, I'm not coming to your damn house. I wish I would. Man, you crazy. But he looked like he was on the verge of tears. So we actually went to his house. We got his father had a big Bronco One. We jumped in, and it may have been another guy with us, but we go to his house, and I don't even recall him inviting a white guy. We ride, and as we turn into his neighborhood, his father tells us, now you know we turn in our neighborhood, y'all might want to lay down in the back seat. So I lay down. He started laughing like, no, I'm joking. And we had a great time at this man's house. And right. I'm saying to myself, like, what the hell did I just experience? So, but outside of that, and I don't even want to call that an incident. I just like to call that an experience. I didn't feel any ill effects of attending George Washington at the time, you know, because and in society, it's been traditional that athletes get held to a different standard, I guess, you know, right
Correct.
Or wrong.
Correct.
So, and then the fact that now we're winning more than they've ever won in Washington's history, I kind of like had carte blanche my senior year in the school, so. It was, you know, I just had it my way. I wouldn't change that experience for nothing in the world, actually. So, no, I really can't say personally.
You look like a rock star.
I suffered any ill effects of, you know, attending Georgia. We had a black coach when I first got there. You know, a bunch of the staff and administration was black, you know, and we out in the far northeast, you know what I mean? So, but. And it was a bunch of teachers that, now that I'm thinking about it, so I really didn't get to experience, and I'm sure it existed, and I'm sure others had dealt with it, you know what I mean? But at the time, I really can't say it was like a harsh racial environment, because for me, it was not.
Understandably. We got a caller on the line I want to talk. Caller on one.
Hi, peace and blessings, Coach.
Hey, Brother Buffy, how you doing today?
Hello.
Hi, brother. How are you?
You're talking to Brother Keith right now.
Hi, Brother Keith.
Hi, how you doing?
You know I got to call and support my brother.
I thank you.
What's going on?
All right. You know I'm coming with you something about the women's sports, right?
I know you are. I know it's coming. And y'all,
all right.
y'all coming. Y'all coming soon.
Yeah.
The WNBA is about to start.
All right. Now, okay, I want to surprise you. I'm on the bandwagon with Clarice.
Oh, now you're on the bandwagon now?
Yeah.
Oh, you like Clarice? I told you, listen, Sister Bessie, I told you she trained with men, okay? She's on another level of boxing. That's why she can't get no fights.
Yes. I'm loving it because that, you know, when I think about it, she's a powerful sister, powerful in the sport that she does, and she commands respect, and I love that.
She earns her respect.
Yes, she has.
And I wouldn't even say cocky. She's confident.
Yes, and I love that about her. What I wanted to bring up also is another champion in her own right. I don't know her name right now, but she's a gymnast. And
Simone Biles?
Say it again?
Simone Biles?
That's her. I believe that's her. Oh, my goodness. I watched her, and that sister commands her performance. And
yeah,
it looks like she never makes a mistake.
Yeah, that's Simone.
That's
Simone,
you know, I can. I compare her to Clarissa.
As far as the quote, Clarissa, says she's, you know, the greatest woman athlete of all time.
Yes. Yes, she is.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have no gripes for me with Simone Biles. You know, she's very, very, very.
Wait a minute. Hey, Keith and Bessie. Coach bumped his head. Did you just call her the greatest woman athlete of all time?
Who?
Yes, she is.
No, she's not.
I agree.
I'm going to tell you who it is. It's Florence Griffith Joyner is the greatest woman athlete of all
time. She's a Falco girl. Knock it off.
Wait a minute. She's back in the day. We're talking about now.
Whoa. Hold on,
Bessie.
First of all, Coach. Hey, Keith. Well, hold on, Keith. No, Coach is a hater. So let that be known. He's a known hater all around the world in internet radio. And that's how he gets down. First of all, I'm not going to let you disrespect the Griffith family or the Joyner family. You say what you just said. It was never found that she was on steroids. Okay, stop it.
They took her records away. Why did they take them away? Because she was doping up.
No, man, they
I
never
don't like
took her
people.
Records away. That was Marion Jones. Stop it, man. Stop it. Get your stuff right.
FloJo was
get your
all
life
that,
right,
though.
Coach.
I have no problem with FloJo.
Yeah, FloJo was all that. Yeah.
But we're talking about today.
We're talking about today.
Serena is still relevant.
Serena is white.
Serena's what?
She's white.
No.
Come on, Coach. Now, Keith. Now, welcome to the Huddle Sports family. This man is out of pocket. He is egregious and needs to be stopped.
And here's the
thing.
I forgot to tell you,
you're going to like this guy. He's one of your fans. He's a Raiders fan, too.
Here's the thing, right?
Listen, guys.
Hold on, Bessie. Hold on. Go ahead.
Okay.
We have to separate off the field versus on the field.
Okay.
We're only going to judge people by the merit of their on-field endeavors. That's it.
Mm-hmm. I like this guy. He's a Raider. He's a Las Vegas Raider fan. He knows what he's talking about.
Absolutely. Die hard. I'm not this new era where they just travel to player and, you know, they got teams. You know, they got an AFC team, NFC team, East team, West team. No. I'm a Raider.
No, he's
a
die-harder.
That's it.
He's a Laker.
It's never going to change either. That's it. Unless they don't have a franchise anymore. So I got old school value. Yeah, I
got
old school value. Who?
You know who I'm talking about. Balco boy. That boy that plays number 23 for the Lakers. That guy.
Oh.
Here we go,
hey,
Bessie. Bessie.
That guy about
to
go. On the band.
Here we go. He's talking against LeBron James again. I mean, I was agreeing with you to a little
band.
Bit. But now, but you're a hater, man.
Banned substance since he's been in the league. He just got off.
I like LeBron James.
I don't.
Wait. What
like
LeBron are you talking about? On the court or off the court, LeBron?
LeBron on the court. Been cheating. He's been cheating. He's been on a banned substance for his career until 3 years ago when he had his little Adam Silver. Said, look, you got to stop taking the stuff. You're jumping over people.
That has
not
15, been proven,
not
Huddle Sports Nation family. The views of the coach is hating and is not to be respectable to anybody that has a good sense.
Yeah, we're not going to go with allegations. You know how I feel about mere allegations.
Mm-hmm.
All
right, okay.
No.
Can I ask y'all guys something?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to ask y'all something. You know, I noticed Sabrina is training her daughter in tennis, and she looks so cute. Now, we have different ladies in different positions. They could be in as stars or sports in Hollywood. But what do you think about them showing their children on the web so much and on the television so much? Now, I had a problem with this singer called Pink. Anybody heard about her?
I haven't heard anything about her, but I know about her.
Well, Pink did a show with her daughter, and they had these material that comes from the ceiling up, and she did a performance with her daughter. And while she was doing the performance, the little girl had her legs all open and flipping like a mother and all like that. How do you all feel when someone presents their child like that to the world in performance like that, bringing their children on and performing like that? How do y'all feel about that?
Y'all want me to go first?
You can.
From a personal perspective, one, let me make this disclaimer. I don't have a daughter yet, but I have three sons, and just looking at children overall, and I guess more specifically, if I did have a daughter, I would be extremely conscientious of the imagery that I put out there. So I'm not one to have my daughter 4 years old twerking on videos or, you know, doing any adult type movements or activities at a certain age. Now, what happens after she's 18, 19, 20, that'll be on her. But under my watch, we're going to have old school rules and values because, like I tell people all the time, they carry on no matter what generation we talk about. Being polite, courteous, respectful, and all that, no one ever going to say, oh, no, oh, that child's too nice, that child's too polite. So I'm going to I take my old school values. She's going to conduct herself as a lady as I see it, as I determine how a lady and a young lady should conduct herself. Now, what somebody else might do for their child might not be for me and mine, and I would let them be great. But for my own personal child, and my, no, we would not be doing it. So for my child, I'm going to answer for my child. It's a hard no, not ever. We're not doing the fresh. We're not doing the talking back. We're not doing any of that. But that's just me.
Well, the things that the parents are doing today is not good. Recently on the news, they had one of the star's mother bought, I believe her son, maybe 16 years old, a dancing pole.
Wow.
So what are they doing to the children when they let them participate in things like that? I really don't think it's good for the child, brothers.
Wait a minute, Bessie. Bessie, did you just say that just what Keith just said, you know, and of course, Coach is crazy and, you know, he's egregious and he shouldn't even have a show. But my point is that what you just said is crazy because you got a young lady that you're trying to rear up and you're giving them a pole instead of taking them to an Alvin Ailey dance core. You know what
it
I mean?
It was a young man.
Okay. You know what?
It was a young teenage boy.
I'm out. I'm not commenting. Bye.
A young teenage boy that the mother bought a pole for.
Well, we know what's going on with that. You already know. You know that.
Where's Jerick at when I need him? Where's Jerick at when I need him? I need Jerick Thomas.
Yeah.
I'm starting this. Bye.
That's the wrong image for children. I just wanted to make that comment and see what y'all thought about it. Because when I saw the singer Pink with her daughter on stage and she was flipping around with her mother, but her legs was wide open, they don't think pedophiles is watching what the children do?
Absolutely.
They are.
They absolutely do.
And
you know,
part of the agenda.
It goes back to what we talked about. And sorry, Coach, I gotta go there. Keith and Bessie. It goes back to what we talked about 2 weeks ago. Why are there transgender bathrooms for children? No, let a child. Don't bring a pole in for that. Just because the kid then watch some TikTok. TikTok is the enemy of America. Shout out to Donald Trump on that one, who wanted to end TikTok. it's crazy. This guy, like you said, I know the story, Bessie. He watched TikTok and saw a grown man. Now, wait a minute now, a grown man that wanted to do a pole. Okay, that's a grown man. There's no way you buy that for a teenager or a child. I agree with you, Bessie, on that note.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
But I'd like to add, here's the other thing. There are many enemies of the world, right? But my old school thinking is it all starts at home. If like, I saw one meme, a parent asked her three daughters who such and such was. They had no clue. Well, who was such and such? They had no clue. Who was this? Mm-hmm. They had no clue. So it is to eliminate or reduce severely the exposures that your children have. But you have the only way you're going to do that is if you are a hands-on and conscientious parent. You can't fall asleep at the wheel when you're raising these children. So I'm not going to sit my child, my daughter, and say, I'm going to keep it on a daughter, and I have no problem with Cardi B. But she won't be the one my daughter will be presented with before her time. Because at seven, I don't think she can differentiate between the entertainment value of Cardi B and the reality of Cardi B. So I, as a parent, have to be the censor for that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we're not doing that, and I'm not promoting that. You're not standing up in front of the world imitating all that.
Yeah.
So it all
That's
starts
correct.
At home. If you're not going to do it at home, then you're subject to whatever the mass media or these people out here are promoting. I dictate and choose all that for my child. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not even going to find fault with what people are doing, but that's fine. I know what I'm not going to allow.
It's funny
that
Keith said that because, I mean, it's something I've been saying for the last 8 years as CEO of this network. And I've been saying, right, Bessie, you've been there, and even Derek has heard me. I say that, do you know where your children are right now? That's control.
Exactly.
You know, my son is, you know, is a good kid. And he could, he could deviate and be able to, defer to bullshit. Really, honestly.
Right.
You know, he's not going to do that, you know, and that's the key.
Yeah.
Raising them rearing them in the way that they go, and then they make their own decisions as an adult. You know, my son's in college, you know, doing his thing, blah, 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 blah. Okay. He comes home. I don't have to worry about my son. You know, my son is crazy. And I like to, you know, shout out my son a little bit. Right, Bessie? He's had one girlfriend since the seventh grade. Okay. And I love that kid. Her name is Angel. And she's respectful. They come to the house, they're grown. Now, I know what happens when when I leave. I know what's going on. They're grown. Okay? I know. But I had no problem with it, as long as they're responsible and don't bring no grandchild here before it's time. Because, both of them in college and both of them doing their thing. It's how you raise your children, man, and say, look, I don't go along with this. You know, sometimes, give you a good example. My son doesn't know I'm in the house, right? Come in the house. And he's saying, you mother so-and-so, man, you're a P-B-S-E. I said, hold on, bro, I'm home. Oh, Dad, I'm sorry. He don't know I'm home, right? So there's no cursing when I'm home, right? So that's what those things are, things you know. I know my son is calling people out, you know, when he's playing games. Because we all have done it, right, Keith? You know, right,
Coach? Absolutely.
You know, we talk shit. You know, to our brothers.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You know, we're talking, right? That's, you know, that's what we do.
Right.
But when he knows I'm home, there's no cursing.
Yeah.
I wasn't comfortable cursing in front of my father, and I was in my 40s and 50s. I still, it just
that's
never
how
was comfortable.
I went to school with a handprint on my face.
Oh, shoot.
There was no cursing.
Right.
Listen, on the kind of domestic violence on children, we don't condone it. So whoever next to Bessie, y'all going to hell. And that's how I feel. But y'all going to hell. Should never touch that child.
That's
but
it.
My point is that.
Look, brothers, I'm thankful for that slap. I'm going to tell you. I wouldn't be
again,
who I am today.
I'm glad Bessie is thankful for it, but don't be hitting on your child because Bessie was thankful for it. And Coach is still a bum, and he shouldn't have a show. Goodbye.
All right, brothers. Peace. I love y'all.
Thank you, Sister Bessie, for the call. Love you, too. So the debate around in your era was who was better. And it's been a uptown debate for years.
Who was better between
you and Mark Wilson?
Mark Wilson's my favorite quarterback.
Okay. You know what, though, Coach?
I mean,
you know what?
Well,
you're a
wait,
hater,
wait,
bro.
Wait, wait.
Mark Wilson, Mark Wilson is a public league legend. You know what I mean? He played during a time that never Mark Wilson played for the Raiders, right, Keith? So don't do that, man. I mean, I know about Keith Singleton. He was a great ball player in this league.
Still goes on. Now,
he ain't, no,
I'm
he ain't no Mark Wilson.
My assessment of why I think Mr. Singleton had a slight advantage. A slight advantage.
Because his coach's friend. Oops, I say that.
No, he had a better arm. Mark Wilson may have been a better athlete. But, dude, you had to see him play. This guy, IQ, was on another level. And he's slippery. Because the thing that made Keith great was, dog, he was scrawny. He was the scrawniest dude ever. But except for when Keanu Rush slammed you to the ground in that public league championship game. But man, you couldn't get a square up hit on him.
Well, Mark owned me in Little League, like, you know, Oak Lane. They was, you know, the creme de la creme. But, I mean, we never lost to him at a high school level. And I do have several interceptions on the record, you know. But, I mean, he's my favorite quarterback. So, you know, you take that for what it's worth. You know,
man,
I mean,
they had Mark Wilson. They had Bowling Ball. And they had Jimmy Harris. The King team didn't have the real swagger like those great teams in Washington. You know, right there. So come on, you know, Coach. You know, I'm gonna tell
you
again, man.
You do know they had us down 12-3.
This is true. And who won the game?
Who won the game?
Okay, that's it. You know what I mean? Now, you know, coming from California. A graduate from, you know, Martin Luther King High School and all that. Class, you know, 88, y'all know. But the point is that I remember those great games at King Germantown. You know, now Germantown is amalgamated with King. What a farce. You know, that school should never close in its 99th year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They had to make two choices. Yeah. It was political. Keep West Philadelphia open or keep Germantown open.
West Philly got a brand new school. Right.
Both of them were open in 2013, they closed Germantown.
Yeah,
I wasn't
feeling that.
Now, let's talk NFL. Let's talk NFL. Because Coach ain't going to talk NFL. He's a Rams fan. The Los Angeles Rams has never won a Super Bowl.
St.
Louis Rams did. And it took, you know. A ram is a ram. Here we go with the bullshit. Okay, my point is that what's going on in the NFL this year, man? Who comes out? Let's talk divisions. Let's talk the real deal. Let's talk divisions. Let's go right now to the AFC Central. Who wins the Central in the AFC? That's hard now. We'll see if y'all got the right. We're gonna let Keith do it. You know, do it first. I'll do it second because you know it's this bum show, and I hate it. We'll let him go last. Go ahead, Keith.
Let me see who I like. Central North or
Yeah, that'd be Central North. That'd be AFC North. Yeah, I got caught up. I got caught up in the sauce right there. Sorry about that. Yeah.
I don't like to go against Mike Tomlin, for obvious reasons.
Here we go.
And they got Najee Harris.
Well,
yeah, they replaced Le'Veon. Yes, they did.
Wait. One thing I do not like to do is anoint the unproven. Le'Veon was a known quantity.
Najee's only a known quantity at the collegiate level. This is he with the big boys now.
And I'm telling you what the what I'm saying, Keith, I'm telling you what the organization did. They replaced
Right. I get
Le'Veon
it. I get
that's
it,
what, that's what I said. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, they put him in Le'Veon's position. I don't know if they replaced him yet. Because Le'Veon, you know, was so I'm a fan of Baker Mayfield just because of what Baker has overcome to be where he is. So I like to root for Baker. I'm an underdog guy. And then also the other underdog, as far as the wanting them to switch position, is that, you know, Jackson kid. You know, I don't like the, you know, everybody, oh, play receiver. No, I'm a quarterback. And he showed him, yeah, he's a quarterback. I love that too.
That's my guy, and I've been talking about him for 2 years. People didn't want to listen to me, but you know.
Wait.
I know you're not throwing shots, Coach. Let Keith.
I don't know.
Keith, are you saying that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to win the North?
And then I like Joe Burrows. I like him at LSU. I mean,
stop,
I like
man. Cincinnati don't have a chance. Stop it. Okay,
I know,
with Jamar Chase,
so,
they're not there. They're heading
to
the Go ahead.
What I'm saying is, if I like the Steelers to win that division.
Okay, I'm glad you said that. Now I'm gonna say mine. It's the Cleveland Browns, hands down. They drafted
hands
defense.
Down.
And hands down, with that boy from Notre Dame, is going to change the game at middle linebacker for them. Okay? He's going to change the game. Jeremiah is going to change the game. But not just that. You got Beckham Jr. coming back in the state.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay?
Well,
Landry could catch hot sauce on the fish. So
that's gonna probably be the toughest division in football.
Yeah,
no.
Well, it might be, but I'm gonna tell you this right now.
Nah.
It also got
we
a guy, man.
That.
If he can, listen.
In the words of Mike Missionary, that's not true.
Listen, all I'm gonna say is this: is a hater from way back. My point is,
we already know what the
he's a hater, Keith. So
the toughest division in football,
Coach, wait. I'm not finished.
Okay,
it's going to be Cleveland because they got that boy Myles Garrett. If he can keep his mind right, because that boy has mental problems. However, I got Cleveland. Go ahead, Coach, you hater.
I got the Ravens.
Why?
For a couple reasons. Lamar Jackson got some weapons now. And I think Harbaugh has seen that this act is over with lining him up. And I think he's going to go talk to Bobby Petrino like he went the last time. I'm just like, all right, so now is he ready for the spread offense? And Bobby Petrino, yep, spread him out. When he wants to run, let him. All that lining up with the goofy formations and all that goofy crap, there's the gadgets over. Y'all been figured out. Let this boy play quarterback. He's going to light him up this year. He's mad.
They ain't beating Cleveland. Shut up.
Can he beat you with his arm? That's the question he's going to have to answer if
he's
you want to get over that hump.
He's not going to have to always beat you with it. He's going to beat you with both. That's why he's a
no,
dual threat.
No. At some point, he's going to have to beat you with his arm, buddy. Okay?
They can't beat Tennessee with his arm.
So
and
that's the problem.
Tennessee is one dimensional. Let's go to the NFC East, guys. Let's go to the NFC East.
Uh-oh.
Now I'm going to start. You ready for this?
Please do not.
I got a shocker for you. It's going to be the Philadelphia Eagles. They win the division, tied with Dallas on a tiebreaker. And win the division by beating Dallas in Philadelphia. 10-6 Philadelphia, 10-6 Dallas. Let me tell you why. I don't believe in Ezekiel Elliott because Ezekiel is shot news.
Wow.
He's shot news. And he's proven.
He ain't shot.
He has mental problems. Dak Prescott's not the problem. It's going to be if Ezekiel can play the position, they win the NFC East. I will not bet on Ezekiel Elliott. I bet on the Philadelphia Eagles because they got a transcendent in this boy, Devontae Smith. And let me tell you why.
Because
he's going to make Jalen Reagor better. First of all, Reagor didn't have the right coach. Reagor was hurt. I'm not putting the position of where he's supposed to be. The boy
stop with the Homer stuff. And the Eagles ain't winning
stop,
nothing.
Hold on. Coach, the boy runs a 4.18.
And can't run the
route. He's faster than Tyreek Hill.
Can't run a route to save his life.
That's coaching, man. Nick's here now. You'll see the difference because when Nat, listen what I'm saying to you. Devontae Smith can get open on anybody. And he can run routes.
Yes.
But they're going to key on Smitty. And it's going to make Reagor better. That's what's going to happen. The Philadelphia Eagles win the NFC East in the last game of the season. You'll see.
Over Washington.
Washington don't have a quarterback. They got
Fitzmagic. They got Fitzmagic. He can win 7 games for you.
Do me a favor. That Remy Martin tastes real good now. Going down, huh? Stop playing now. Washington doesn't win that.
Fitzmagic going to win 7 games, and he'll stink up 3. But them 7 going to get them. I'm telling you. So I got Washington winning that division. That defense is crazy.
Well, I'm going with the resurgence of Dak Prescott. And
Prescott,
you said Smith is a transformational talent. I got him being another Jackson, Deshaun Jackson type player. Because at 170, he's going to get ragdolled. He might have trouble getting separation off the line.
I don't know, Keith.
Unless they put him in the slot.
I don't know. This boy is different.
No. He's different. Y'all keep saying that. You can be different in college.
Boy.
You ain't different. We got to see you different in the pros. Because remember this. Everybody you play against in the pros is a pro. Very
correct.
I got to ask this question.
So you got Dallas? Keith, you got Dallas?
Yep. And
I have. And the Beagles third.
Over the
Oh, God. Here we go. Okay. NFC West, that's who we're going to go there.
We already know who won that. Not saying handed to us, but they sent that boy out there. Listen. Do you know what we about to do to people? We're not playing around. We're no huddling the whole game.
I go with my heart in that division. I'm a Russell Westbrook Wilson fan.
You can love with Russell all you want, but let's talk about the team. Okay, they are not upgrading. They're downgrading.
The 49ers, you still got the 49ers. You got to contend with, buddy.
They got Jimmy Garoppolo.
They
got Jimmy Garoppolo. They done.
What do you mean? Why won't
Trey Lance start?
He ain't going to start it.
Okay. I got my pick. I got the Arizona Cardinals.
Are you out of your mind? You're out of your mind.
No, I'm not. And let me tell you something. Keith, he's
but
been saying
AJ Green,
this
over... start acting up game 4. Talk to me then.
He's been saying this for 3 years, y'all. And they took over, from another coach and start, continue this Huddle Sports Nation. And I'm going to say this again. I got the Arizona Cardinals winning the division by surprise. Over the Rams, over the 49ers.
What I got? Teams from our division making the playoffs.
Oh,
that's what I got.
Really?
And which three would that be? That's the hardest division in football. Hands down.
No.
I kind of agree with him, Keith.
So what you think is those teams are better than the Browns, the Ravens, and the Steelers?
Yeah. Okay, let's go there. The AFC West. Oh, God, I don't know even why I even said this.
I mean, you know, we already know who got that division. I don't even know why you're even playing around. You want to play around with it? We already know who's coming out of there. That boy coming back next year, and he's not playing. I don't think they're going to. They may lose one game next year.
The Chiefs?
Stop, man. What, to us again?
One game?
To us again?
They may lose one game.
They
only lost
to the Raiders. They're going to lose to Las Vegas, so you're right. So, but I don't think they're going 16-1, sir.
You know they're not.
One game.
They're not going
16-1. They made one game. What was their record last year?
They couldn't. Let me tell you something. They couldn't have sex with Destiny's Child. You know what I mean? With all them, butt naked on the table.
You gonna disrespect my homes like that now? This is what we're doing now.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing.
Yeah.
We disrespecting Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, I am. Because I think he's shell shocked just like a Vietnam veteran. We'll see, just like Keith says. We'll see what he does after that loss in the Super Bowl. Now, is he talented?
Because,
yes.
Because guess what? They found a way to beat him. They found a way to beat him.
No, they didn't find
go
a way
back to
beat
Super Bowl.
Him.
Go back to the Super Bowl. Go back to that defense.
I'm
going
to go back
two,
to the Super Bowl.
Cover four. Am I right, Keith? Cover two.
And how do you want
cover four.
Yes.
Okay.
500 yards then, of scrambling. 500
okay.
yards of scrambling, bro. Think
cover
about that.
Cover two and cover four. How about this? How about their running back had six rushes for 70 yards in that game? Now, if you give it to him six more times, he might have had a 140 and they went. So don't blame it on him.
You ready for this?
You
talking about Hilaire. Stop playing, bro. You already know Hilaire is a joke. First of all, Reed wanted to make him Brian Westbrook. He's no Brian Westbrook. Just like Mike Tyson said, you know what I mean? He's no Dempsey. He's no Tunney. He's no Lewis. I'm the champion. He's no what is Hilaire?
I never said the kid was Brian Westbrook. I never said none of that. All I know is if you run the football, you win that game.
He's too small, man. He's too small to call.
Hey, there.
But, however.
Was they running the football all season?
Mm-hmm.
No, they weren't.
You don't get to the Super Bowl and then change your identity.
Uh-huh. Now, we all know that Holly, whatever. You know what I mean? I know he was hurt and all that. But it's going to take some type of metal to come back after that embarrassment. Ask Jared Goff, football. Ask a lot of them. To come back. That sophomore situation last year, the Chiefs had a team to beat Tampa Bay. Okay? They did. But when you play defense and you smack them in the mouth, that's what you do, man. You smack them in the mouth. Now, Keith, I'm not stupid now. I believe the Chiefs win the division.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And y'all finish fourth.
We don't fit. Stop, man. Stop. The Raiders are going to be in the playoffs this year, in a wild card position. Trust me. On that.
How?
The Raiders are because of Gus Bradley. See, Keith, man, don't listen to Coach, man. Please, man. You know what I mean? Please. We'll be there. We're gonna be there like the Jackson 5. We're gonna be there.
Henry Ruggs had 12 catches this year. I just don't know how.
Henry Ruggs is not our best wideout. How about that? Henry Ruggs is not our best wideout. Now, Keith, the best wideout we have on our team is John Brown, if he can stay healthy.
And I like Waller.
Well, no. I'm talking wideout. We're not talking about all pro tight end.
I'm talking about
our best wideout is John Brown, hands down on this team. Hands down. You keep Renfro in the slot like he's supposed to be. And, you know, Renfro's going to get better because you're going to know your spots to catch the football, you know, and all that. I'm not going to bring up Waller. Waller's is a out-of-this-world talent that's beyond, beyond, and beyond.
What and I like still running around out there with LaMarcus Joyner and Corey Littleton, who I told you was garbage.
We do not have LaMarcus Joyner. We cut him, and we have a starting safety right now in Trevon Moehrig. See, Coach, you're just what's wrong with you, man? We got the best safety in the draft with Abram. And with Carl Joseph. And with
arguably,
playing on nickel.
Okay, arguably.
And Carl Joseph had more tackles on the Browns than anybody else had last year. We shouldn't let him go in the first place, right, Keith? Now he's coming on a nickel.
That's right.
In third down. Coach, man.
Y'all still got Corey Littleton at outside linebacker about to get ran over and making tackles. Of course you're going to have 10 tackles when it's 10 yards downfield. It means nothing.
Okay. I guess you don't know who we picked up, you know what I mean, when it comes down to that line. The line makes your back, your defensive back feel better. We got a boy by the name of Yannick Ngakoue. Did you forget
all
about
right.
that, Coach?
Yeah, what about
and Keith,
Garth.
You must have forgotten about that, right? Huh?
What
Did
about
you
Brown?
Pro Bowler Yannick Ngakoue. Am I right, Keith? Or maybe I bumped my head. I don't know.
We gave the Chiefs the division. We don't have to argue the merits of what we're going to do in Las Vegas. You know, this guy.
Mm-hmm. What?
No.
Yeah, listen, everybody want to see a game in Las Vegas, even Coach.
Absolutely.
But let's go to the AFC. Let's go to the AFC East. I'm waiting for this one.
The Bills.
Oh, my God.
Hands down. Argue with me? The Bills? Please do not say the Patriots.
You already know.
Hey.
You already know. It's going to be the Patriots. You already know. Excuse me?
Over
I don't
Bills?
Trust Josh Allen, man. That I don't trust that racist.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't
thank
trust
you.
That racist. Y'all, you forgot, Coach. Now you on the bandwagon.
I don't trust them neither, but I do trust McDermott, and they out there balling.
They got defense.
I trust Stephon Diggs.
And guess what? And Stephon Diggs is a year slower. they have no running backs. They got defense. That's it. And Mac Jones is going to be the starter in game 6. Remember I said it.
Mac Jones ain't going to see the field.
Okay. And who's
gonna
starting
be
quarterback for the Patriots right now? I'll wait. You talking about Cam?
Cam.
The Chris Paul of football?
Listen, Cam is Cam. Cam is Cam. One thing about Cam, job done. Cam went to the chip.
You mean job
no,
done?
No,
I mean,
done,
I want to name a, I want,
you mean
I want to hear about how
done
great
done.
Out. Listen, I want to hear about, I want to hear another great Alabama quarterback. Please tell me.
Another great, you talking about recently? Recently?
I want to hear another great Alabama quarterback. Now, don't tell me Tua.
No.
Don't tell me Jalen Hurts.
No, Jalen, that's Oklahoma. Stop playing that.
Nick Saban
graduated from University of Oklahoma.
Nick Saban got lucky on that. That was a pure luck. He was dead in the water.
I said this last week, Keith. The last great Alabama quarterback was the Snake Kenny Stabler.
Exactly.
That's what we're doing now. We're going back to the 1960s. Seven decades, and y'all talk about Ken Stabler. I'm done. We'll talk about Alabama quarterback.
Okay.
Hey.
All right. Okay.
Alabama
so...
is not quarterback you.
No, they're
no,
everything
no
else you, but not quarterback you.
Well, you know why? Because Bear Bryant died. Okay, let's go to the AFC South. You both better get this shit right on the Huddle Sports of Nations. All right, Nova win. All right, go Nova win the AFC South. I'm waiting.
The Dolphins?
Well, I'm going to tell you who it ain't going to be.
The Dolphins? You know what? Go ahead.
You said AFC South.
That's what I said.
Yeah, you know it's going to be.
The AFC South will be won by one team. I digress. No. Hell no.
The Dolphins.
Come on, guys. It's going to be the Colts.
No. Because you believe in Carson
Colts
Wentz.
Colts got defense
and
Carson Wentz. I'm telling you what's going to happen, guys. It's already fixed. Come on, Keith. And, Coach, don't you see it already? Y'all, come on, guys. Yeah, y'all got to fix Madison Avenue, man.
Carson Wentz is Andrew Luck.
I don't believe in Carson
Wentz.
Yeah,
you look at the Eagles, Carson Wentz, but who's the coach of the Colts?
Okay, he's still going to be patting that ball and holding it too long.
He finally got a running game on the real tip for the first time. And he got defense.
Everything that he did wrong when he was with the Eagles was everybody's fault but Carson.
You ready for this? I like what you say, Coach, Keith Singleton. Now he has an offensive line.
Again,
he had no offensive line last year.
His regression had everything to do with outside of him.
Last year, even Jalen Hurts got beat up in that line last year.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
Okay, but guess what?
He was rattled.
Some success too.
I understand what you're saying, but you understand that the Eagles had no offensive line, Keith. He has one of the top three offensive lines in football now, man. Come on, y'all. Y'all
play,
know football or not.
The plays that he stunk up the joint had nothing to do with the line.
Yeah, it collapsed around him.
It had everything to do with he's a target locker and he can't read defenses.
Okay.
And when you realize that,
So, Coach, you got Tennessee winning with Tannehill.
I do.
And a one back offense.
One trick pony. Yes.
Well, Derrick Henry is all that. First of all, I'm gonna go there, Keith.
Yeah, I'm there.
This coach is a hater among haters. I told him that Derrick Henry was the best running back in football. He told me that I need to stop what I'm doing and go into a substance program. That's what he said.
Who's
on the radio.
Henry?
Who better than Henry right now?
Yeah, today.
Saquon
was hurt.
Derrick Henry haven't got hurt.
McCaffrey.
And we're going to see just like another coach, Last Name Singleton, okay, has said, even though it's not his show, we got one coach on the network. However, Saquon is going to be slower a step. He ain't no Adrian Peterson.
Ooh.
Y'all got real quiet, huh? He plays for the Giants, man. The Giants are football purgatory. Case closed.
Yeah, they are. And they didn't do nothing to protect. They did nothing to protect Daniel Jones or him again.
Daniel Jones couldn't be protected by Nationwide Insurance. He's a bum.
Daniel Jones is not great.
Uh-huh.
So you got Tennessee.
I got the NFC North now. And the crybaby among all crybabies, the greatest prima donna in this generation, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, my goodness.
Who wins the AFC North? Who wins it?
Oh, yeah. Well, is he playing?
I'm going to wait for Coach Keith to say what he got to say, and I got a surprise for you motherfuckers. I'm telling you right now, I got a surprise, and y'all going to be loving it.
If Aaron is Aaron Rodgers, then of course it's Green Bay. But if it's not, then it won't be Green Bay.
So who would it be?
Hey, I don't know if Justin Fields can get it done this soon, so I would have to say
Stop playing, man. The Bears? Were the McCaskies ruined that team?
No, I said, I don't know if Justin Fields is ready, so I would say the Vikings.
There you go.
Ooh.
That's a smart man right
Ooh.
There. There you go. It's Minnesota. And I'm going to tell you why. Because this is the prime of Kirk Cousins. You know, everybody talks shit about Kirk Cousins from the gate. And living as PG-13, and I can say the F word once and, you know, a bunch of S words a lot of times. It's PG-13. Now, his not next year he ain't going to be. Right, Keith?
Not next year he ain't going to be. That's a loser. He's a bum.
Well, listen, again, no answer. The wind just...
They got no defense. Everybody left the team, Keith. The team. The Vikings got defense. Even they got a real old, slow Harrison Smith, who I believe one day will be in the Hall of Fame.
Here's the thing.
But
winning becomes contagious. And once you
this
start winning, people tend to start playing better. They start believing in themselves more.
And that's the Vikings.
So, and when you got a guy like Aaron Rodgers, you know, you give your team confidence that, hey, we're going to be in every game. So, but I'm saying, if they don't have Aaron Rodgers, you can put a fork in Green Bay.
He's playing.
Aaron Rodgers.
But who is he going to be when he plays?
Here's the situation. The Packers have no defense. I'm going to say that again. They lost everybody. I don't believe in that team from Wisconsin. It's the Vikings' turn now, guys. Am I talking to myself? I mean, I don't understand. Am I talking to myself?
Minnesota's garbage. Minnesota, they're whack, and Kirk Cousins is garbage.
No, that's opinion. That's a, you know, whatever, man. Go ahead, coach. You know, you
garbage.
Right. Okay, now I'm gonna go to the NBA real quick. I don't know if Keith heard me earlier. I believe that Minnesota beats Brooklyn, and I believe that Milwaukee beats Brooklyn, and they're gonna beat each other up in seven games. For the Sixers, they go ahead on and win 4-1 against Milwaukee, and make
and only to lose
the NBA
Lakers,
finals.
Right? Only to lose the Lakers.
The Lakers not gonna the Lakers not gonna be there.
Everybody's trying to say that. Why wouldn't they be?
They're not going to be there for Philadelphia.
They will be
there. It's a Philadelphia year. They're not going
to
be there.
There's only one way the Lakers don't make it.
Go ahead.
One way. If LeBron James gets hurt. If LeBron gets hurt, that's it. So if you're banking on that, then okay.
So I'm going to ask you a question. Okay, even if it, okay. Got the Lakers and Philadelphia, okay, and the NBA Finals.
We crush y'all.
Then it happens to be a 2017 situation like the Super Bowl. Philadelphia being that underdog team. Yada, 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 yada. They played the great Lakers.
Meek Mills don't have another song. Meek Mills ain't got another banger like that for y'all, so stop.
Listen what I'm saying to you. The Sixers win the championship over L.A. Because you know why? Hold on, guys. Because it becomes obvious. We all know that, you know, and Coach knows I believe this, that sports is fixed. You can't have it too obvious. Philadelphia beat the Lakers in 6 games in the NBA Finals.
Negative. Oh, my God. No.
I'm telling you, no one believed that the Patriots would lose to the Eagles either. Okay, you're right.
If the Sixers, I believe the Sixers beat the Lakers. The Lakers ain't built like that to be playing the Sixers.
They're not.
They ain't got no answer.
What? No, they have no one. They have no one to stop Embiid.
None.
Nobody to stop LeBron or AD. You can't believe Ben Simmons is that good.
AD is what bleeds every 28 days in a woman. He's
Ben Simmons can stay in front of LeBron.
Come on, man. You know that. You know that, Keith. And I'm going to tell you who's going to be great for this. For posterity. Listen here.
Good.
I'm going to tell you who's going to be the MVP. You know who's going to be the finals MVP?
LeBron James.
No, it's
Tobias
not.
Harris.
There you go.
Who?
You heard me? You heard
Tobias
me.
Harris. MVP and not playing the
Tobias Harris, he's going to be scoring 30 on the Lakers. He doesn't
oh, they don't have no answer for Tobias.
Oh, my God. You know the
because
big thing.
That's pulling AD out. That's pulling him out. Away from that
AD. AD is a nut. I'm not worried about you.
Y'all do know.
I'm telling you
the
that.
Big thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Changes people's perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
The big thing, you guys are not ready for prime time, and y'all know it. Kawhi showed y'all that 2 years ago. Y'all not ready for prime time.
That was fixed for the whole country of Canada.
I can't believe it. I really don't even think the Sixers gonna make it for real. But
who's gonna beat them?
The Nets and the Lakers.
The Nets are not going to be there, brother. They're gonna lose to Milwaukee.
It's
already playing, man.
The longer they play, they haven't been played. They're not even in basketball.
They have no defense. You're talking about a team that's being beat, okay, by not having even Jaylen Brown on the court. Come on, Keith. Am I right?
One game. Y'all was talking heavy when Phoenix beat the Lakers in game one. I know y'all were.
Actually, we did not, because we all know about the fix. But however, the Lakers might make it. Hope they don't, but it's just sound judgment. But the Philadelphia 76ers are going to beat Milwaukee in five games, and they'll come to the NBA Finals with two players that the Lakers can't handle, Embiid and Tobias Harris.
Oh my God!
And the shooting of all the players that Doc Rivers is the coach of the year, Embiid is the MVP. How about that?
Embiid is going to disappear. Let's be clear.
No, he's not. Let me tell you something about Embiid. This
new Embiid is a different breed. He's
not a new Embiid until he completes the season.
Did he ever get hurt in the playoffs?
Y'all don't have a sorted history of playoff backs, you know.
I'm asking you a question. Did Embiid ever? No, the answer is no.
How many playoffs are we talking about?
We're talking about his games played.
How many playoff games have he played in?
I got you. And that's why you got to have Milwaukee beat Brooklyn, even though the Sixers beat Brooklyn anyway. But Brooklyn has
no season means nothing. Regular season means nothing. This is when legends are made. And I'm telling you.
Coach said that. I get it. Okay, you're right.
And I'm
okay.
telling you, it's the Brooklyn Nets and Lakers final is the best matchup,
oh my God,
period, for the fix or whatever. New York versus L.A., come on, you don't get no better than that. The two biggest markets in basketball, the state, come on, y'all. Y'all don't, if you're going to say the fix is in, fix it right then. Philadelphia, really?
They're not beating Milwaukee.
Oh, they're going to beat
Brooklyn.
Milwaukee
is not beating Milwaukee.
Giannis need another piece. Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday. Kyrie, James, and KD. Are you serious?
It looked good on paper.
When they turn it up, it's a wrap. It is a wrap. But Brooklyn, LA is the finals. Look at the marquee. Look at that. You got the five best players in the game.
This is what matters.
I'm going to say this again, Coach. He'll understand what we're saying. I said that they have no defense. They can't win against Milwaukee. Milwaukee's going to beat the hell out of them, man. Like, I don't understand what you see in Brooklyn.
They got scorers.
That's it. But okay,
that firepower. That's it.
Okay, hold on. You look at a team that has presence and understands what defense is all about and plays in a team format. Just go okay, there where I don't believe it's going to happen. I don't believe that Brooklyn's going to play the Sixers. However, let's go there. The Sixers eat them up on defense alone. And they got scorers on their own.
The last time
they got three-point shooters of their own.
You don't have guns, though. You got shooters, but these is guns. You got guns,
Tobias
man.
Harris.
They are out of Brooklyn.
Listen,
guess what?
Oh, my God.
Guess what?
Okay.
Guess
that's
who,
why I love Sports Nation.
Guess who
we got?
Who
I love you.
Got?
I love
who
you, Keith. I hate Coach.
Tobias only averages 19.5 points a game. What do you think he's going to step up and start doing now? He averages
24. How much is he? How much? Correct. In this playoffs, he's averaging 24.
He's going to have... He's going to average 24 now?
24.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Going to go from 19 to
20. Wow.
It's the playoffs now.
Y'all
got
a lot of faith
in
this guy.
It's not regular.
What I got faith in, you know what I got faith in? It's not even that. I got faith in the fact that Ben Simmons frustrates Harden. He frustrates Kyrie, and he can frustrate Durant. That's what I got faith in.
Right.
He
got a caller, y'all.
Frustrate the hell out of all three of them.
We got a caller. Caller, you're on line with the
Huddle
Sports Nation. Talk to us.
Listen, I wanted to join on the playoffs, Sixers in Brooklyn or Milwaukee in Brooklyn. Brooklyn just lost tonight to Boston.
Well.
How you guys can talk so sure that Philly can't beat Brooklyn? I'm confused there.
That's Keith. That's not us. Don't do that.
That's
Philly.
Not
an Eagle fan.
Just to go ahead and be factual. Just go ahead and be factual. Tobias is averaging 28 points to the playoffs right now.
Thanks.
Right.
There you go.
Ben Simmons just put up 22, 9, and 8 with a block with two blocks and a steal, one block and two steals against Washington the other night. He's frustrating Bradley Beal. Even though Bradley Beal gets the score, look at the points that he scores when Ben is on him. If he like two shots. So I said to say, playing against Brooklyn, you're going to see a heavy dose of Ben on Kevin Durant. And is he going to shut Durant down? Nah, he ain't going to shut Durant down. But he's going to frustrate him. If you can go ahead and minimize him to being normal, scoring 20-something points in the playoffs, that's where your chance comes in at. Because you got Embiid. Nobody's stopping Embiid in the playoffs. Mind you, I'm shooting out numbers in three quarters for my starters out there in Philadelphia. These are in three quarters. So that's how you go ahead and match up against Brooklyn right there. When you got Galladay shooting and you minimizing their guys out there, it's going to be a hell of a playoffs right here.
I don't even want to agree with this guy, because all he's a typical fan.
This caller is obviously biased. He sounds like a guy that ride around on a Can-Am daily. But that's never neither here nor there. So here's the thing. All right, what we not going to do is sit here and believe and fool ourselves into thinking that you're going to frustrate a man of KD's caliber, who's been on the biggest stages and won MVP with some also-ran guys called Ben Simmons, Tobias Harris, and a guy in Joel Embiid who's finally playing up to what looks like could be his potential. There's no history. There's no consistency. These people are having out-of-body experiences, and they're going to all regress to their norm, okay, when it's all said and done. So it doesn't matter what it looks like on the East anyway, because the championship starts and ends in L.A., period.
With that being said, number one,
excuse me. Number one, what you said is true as far as, just say it was true as far as he had his out-of-body experiences and they resort to the norm. I don't know if you remember, I don't know how far your history goes back with basketball, but it used to be during the NBA draft, the big man coming out of college would go first because that's how you win championships. Because when the game gets reduced to a half-court set and the ball starts slowing down and the clamps come in and the minutes go down to the seconds of the game, they know that the big man can manufacture easy points because he shoots on and goes off. So with that being said, if this is true, there is nobody in the East or the West that's better than Joel Embiid.
But that is not the game that we played today, okay? He's not back in it. The last big guy to dominate basketball that way was Shaquille O'Neal.
Correct.
Okay? He's the last.
This is a different big man right here, though. This is a different
big man.
Yeah,
these big men
right
are KD. Remember, KD's a seven-footer. All right, so the big men now are all just.
But this guy is different. This guy is different.
Huh?
You don't
this
see
guy
what Embiid
different
is doing to people.
He can shoot.
Guys
he can
shoot.
This guy is shooting 40% from the
three. He might be the best shooting big man of all time. He can shoot.
Anything inside the paint is a given. We understand that. But his jumper and his fadeaway is money. And his three-pointer is upward of 40%. Come on, man.
So y'all think that all these guys
are. Hey, Keith, what you got to say about
that,
Keith?
I think it leads because stats be damned, right? It all look good now till the money's on the wood. Because now y'all never talked about, well, how many shots is he blocking the game? What is his defensive presence like? Who do they intimidate down there? Because the two ends of the floor.
And then B can play both
he
ends
played,
of the floor.
Listen, stop. That's what, that's
come
what
on,
you, that's
Keith.
That's where you fall into our hands. Hold, come on, please. That's where you fall into our hands. Listen, although L.A. has great defense, they're the number one defending team in the league, Sixers is number two by the stats. This is a defensive team. You're long at every position. You're probably playing with the defensive of the year player right there at the one. Stop. Defense, that's what they hang their
so
hat on.
So you think
on
y'all have enough defense to stop the Brooklyn Nets?
Yup.
Yes.
They're not
yes
going to play
you,
Brooklyn.
You didn't bet, you didn't bet
hold
off
on,
talking
hold
about
on
you didn't
they're
bet
not
off
gonna
saying
play
LA
Brooklyn. They're not going to play Brooklyn. They're going to play
and
Milwaukee.
And I agree with you, Mr. C. And I agree with you, Mr. CEO.
Oh my God.
I do. The reason I just had to go ahead and step on the Sixers. The reason why they're going to go ahead and lose Milwaukee, because Milwaukee matches up well with them for some kind of reason. They get them fixed. And I see Milwaukee fell into the 76ers. And as far as Madison Avenue wanting that, I totally agree. But some things are just inevitable. This ain't going down to they're not going to lead us up to the judges right here. I'm telling you.
But it makes it too obvious. And you got to make sure. One thing the NBA has always done, let's go back to the 90s with, you know, with a team, well, not actually, to the 86 with Houston Rockets. Even though that, you know, Ralph doesn't hit that shot, blah, 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 blah. But however, it was always L.A., Boston, L.A., Boston. And then it was, you know, the Rockets, Boston. There's times when you can't do that in this league. You can't. Because now, like, okay, who's going to watch this? If Brooklyn makes it and L.A. makes it, then it's like, what the hell is this? I'm
greatest,
not watching it.
It's the greatest. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Yes.
You
got you five of the best players in the game today over be on the floor. You don't get much better than that. Okay?
Yeah, you
but,
do.
So what y'all saying is y'all believe the Sixers will come out of the East?
Yep.
Anybody going on record saying that?
Yep.
Coach, I am. I'm on record. Six is coming
two
out.
Two or five? Six coming out.
So
of,
all
out
three,
of the East.
Is it unanimous? All three of y'all saying the six is coming out of the East?
Yeah.
They beat. They can beat Brooklyn too, but they're not going to beat Brooklyn. They're going to beat Milwaukee. Milwaukee has been the Nets' albatross, the thorn
okay.
in their side. And they're fearless against Brooklyn. And Brooklyn, like, oh, I gotta play these guys. Damn, we just got off, you know, out of a series that a team that you know is hobbling in beat us, and we just got out of that series. Boston.
Well, I'm going on record.
Boston.
Going on
record.
No matter
how it shapes up, no matter how it shapes up in the East, the Lakers will be the NBA champions for the 2021 season, and they're 18th overall, leaving us in sole possession of first place in total championships won.
That
period.
That'd be 19. That'd be 19. That'd be 19. That'd be 19. Be 19. Be 19.
No. It's only going to be 18.
They won the 18th last year. They beat Boston.
No, they won the – no, they tied Boston last year at 17.
No, they beat Boston.
No, we tied
– look it up. No, they did not. They beat Boston. They got eight. They got their 18th last year.
Was it last year?
Yeah.
So that being said, your hope this year are nullified.
Listen,
well, they're not winning their 19th this year. Oh my God, oh, man. I love you, man. I love you, man. But you know,
I can't believe it. I can't believe I'm saying it. But Falco boy going down 4, and he'd be 4-10 in the finals. That means he's been in the finals for 14 years. This is ridiculous with Falco Boy.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
He's going to be 4-10.
You know why? Because it's all about, like Keith said, it's about Madison Avenue and what's up. And I knew this when Phoenix lost, you know, game 2. And I said, uh-oh, here we go.
Us, we have 17. Like I said, we tied them last.
You're tied with Boston?
Yeah, we will beat them this year.
That good on something else.
I've been talking crazy already.
Listen, y'all done, bun. Y'all old. He ain't on that substance no more. He's going to be tired. And people going to be and Ben Simmons is going to be running by him, whamming.
What about
he can't stay in front of Ben Simmons right now.
Who?
LeBron. He can't stay in front of him.
He don't have to.
He don't have to.
And you know what? I said corrected. It is 17. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, they ain't getting no 18 this year.
Oh, I promise you we will.
Why doesn't he have to stay in? Because if you can't
wait
stay
a minute.
In clear
whoa,
pass,
whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, coach. Did you hear what you 215 and coach. Did you just hear what Keith just said?
What did he say?
Did you hear what he said? He said, we will. So you're a Laker fan. Okay.
A
I got
diehard.
It.
Yeah. Diehard.
A front runner.
So you just
from 1980, yeah, I've been running in front.
Wait a minute. You just accused 215 being your homer. Man, you ain't,
no,
man,
no.
Keith, man. You something
wait,
else,
wait,
bro.
Wait, wait.
How you going to say that, man?
You didn't,
wow.
You didn't hear how much hate? You didn't hear D, listen to this one. You couldn't hear all the hate coming from Lil Keith?
No. But you know what? But for the first, even with your hatred, it sounded like, you know, you were pronunciating and saying what, you know, he felt as a sports man. You know, that's the key. But when you said
that was all emotion.
Now we understand. Now we get it.
No,
we
do.
You should hope for the Lakers to win the championship. I like that, man.
No, I'm not hoping. I listen, it's a foregone conclusion. Y'all the only ones in denial about it.
Man,
you didn't hear me say
denial.
That about the Raiders.
Well, that's a, no.
You didn't hear
not
me say about the
right
Raiders,
now.
Right?
No. Don't even bring up Las Vegas to Los Angeles. We heard what you said, and now we understand. And we still love you because opinions
like
assholes. We all have them.
D already knew how I felt about the Lakers.
Wait a minute, Dean might know, but we didn't know, right? 215.
No, wait, Little Keith is well aware of my license. I promise you that.
Whoa! Don't go too far, Tony.
Listen, because it's ironic because he has also similar likes and tastes.
No, he ain't no Laker fan.
No, he ain't go that far.
No,
he's a homer. Mm-hmm. He's the receiver. One of these people that's running around.
He's not a homer.
Yes.
He's a Laker fan.
No.
He said,
"No, I'm talking about 215. I'm talking to the 215 guy. Now they're already starting it already in Philadelphia already. Remember that Philly? That's all they talk about now. They talk about yesteryear. Remember that Philly play? It's over.
We're not gonna let coach do that. Because your yesteryear was a loss in the Super Bowl. How about that?
Correct.
So let Philly live, bro. Like, you good? You all right, bro?
I'm letting him live tonight because he's very, very on point. He has poignant points. He's not just talking from the hip.
Hey, D.
Okay.
It's all from the hip until they line up and play.
That's correct. And guess what? I told you the easiest way, Keith and 215 and Coach, there's the Sixers, you know, tailor-made, man. First of all, we know that Milwaukee is tailor-made for
hey,
that team.
You know what they say about
plays that Barclay.
Because they were talking about the Clippers.
They can't
the
beat Milwaukee. Milwaukee's in their head.
How'd that work out?
Listen, the Lakers, they can't let it be obvious, man. Like Coach always said, Baca boy, whatever, right? They can't let the Lakers beat the Sixers. It's bad for the league, man. Growth. Understanding, man. Get money in, man. Philadelphia is the fifth biggest market in the world, in America, excuse me. So you got to let Philadelphia win. Philadelphia has not won
it's
a championship
time,
since
man.
1983.
They ain't had nothing since 83. They ain't did nothing
don't
since 83. It.
Don't remember. That was a bad year.
I think the Sixers
got a very good chance on coming out of the East, and they got a very good chance on beating the Lakers. But a lot of factors are coming with the finals. We all know in the Super Bowl, so we're gonna let that be. But let me pivot for 1 second. I was on and off the line for hours, and I just wanted to add in there. The boy Devonnie Smith is a much better receiver than DeSean Jackson was at this point in his career. I think minimizing them.
His career ain't started yet. You talking about what?
But he won.
He got drafted. Can I speak for a second?
Yeah, you can.
He got drafted, bro.
You all right.
He got drafted. He signed his contract. At this point in his career, he played college. At this point in his career, I think that he's a way better receiver than DeSean. His draft stock tell you right that right there.
No, it doesn't tell you shit.
You are really, really, really slipping, man, in intellectual prowess, man. Stop playing with that, man. He has to play football on a professional level. But I'm not saying
at DeSean Jackson, the end of his career, and Devonta Smith before he played the game, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying at this point, at the same time, all scales is even, Devonta Smith is rated to be a better receiver, is drafted to be a better receiver than DeSean Jackson was at the same time.
You used a lot of words to say absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
He hasn't
caught an NFL pass. Now I'm gonna go to Keith at this time. Keith, the only reason why the Philadelphia 76ers won the championship in 83, do you know?
Moses Malone.
James Worthy. No. James Worthy got hurt. Thank you. So James Worthy was told.
No, I don't do that.
James Worthy was told, fall back. It's not your time yet. That's what happened.
Conspiracy theories.
No, I'm just telling you the truth.
James Worthy could have
played that playoff. He could have played that playoff, man. He was young enough. You know, you used to dog NBA players back in the day, bro. Come on, man. You know the history. So
I'm not gonna take their victory from him like that. I can't.
You ready for this? I said what I said. Now, this year, you can't have LeBron win again. Because now it's going to look suspect to the people, because it's going to look suspect. LeBron is not that great.
Wait, who said he's not?
Hold on, let me explain what I'm saying. He's not that great to pull off that type of mockery. Okay? Because we already
know. I
want
to see LeBron win the championship with Jeb Bushler.
Not even that. Wait a minute, Coach. Now, Coach, you're talking crazy. I'm talking. Conspiracy fact. Thank you, Keith. I love you.
Hey, Mr.
You
CEO.
cannot have LeBron win again. It's going to look suspect.
What?
It's going to be bad for the league. Man, we just opened up, man. Get your vaccine. Great, 2-5.
I agree, but L.A. is a big market. although the world's opened up, it's just that they could let LeBron, because they want LeBron to be that great. So I don't go away from that one. But can I ask you guys one question though?
Sure, hey, brother.
Do y'all think Deshaun Watson's getting traded out of Houston?
No.
Look, Deshaun Watson's not gonna play another game.
Deshaun Watson will not be deposed on his case until February of 2022.
But there's the problem,
mm-hmm.
man. They keep piling up this evidence. That boy, the executioner gonna put him on the exempt list.
Wait. Watch your terminology. You said evidence or accusation. What do you mean?
No. There's a lot of evidence right now from DNA. So Coach is right what he just said.
What does DNA prove? That you had sex or you raped somebody?
Well, DNA also proves that people, you know, get exonerated, you know what I mean, for being, you know, in prison
right.
for years of time. So it's the same DNA I'm talking about. It's the same DNA. It's the same
what
DNA,
I'm telling
bro.
You
are watching.
But
I'm
we not. Wait. Mm-hmm. Is he saying... What's coming up? Is he saying I didn't have any interaction with these people?
How could he say he's getting a massage?
First of all,
and it could be
DNA,
a happy ending.
There's DNA and semen now in this situation, bro. It's a rape case.
Okay,
now,
but
bro.
What does that mean in and of itself?
It means he's going to court and it's bad for the league. He's not going to play. That's what it means.
There you
How
go.
How about that?
That's what
Keep
I'm saying. That
means
two movements.
Like what
theory.
I just said. I'm still the CEO, right? You're talking to me, right? Hold on, Coach. 2-5. You asked me a question. Did I ask you a question?
Correct.
All right, then I'm out.
You did. I don't think it's going to be that simple. I don't think it's going to be that simple against Deshaun
what?
Right now. I think it's going to be just the opposite. I think the reason the reason why they put a set date to even start deposition. Was
mm-hmm.
for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
February 2022 means Super Bowl is over. Now we can
right.
get back this case.
I'm gonna ask you a question.
Will be done.
You look at the Houston Texans organization, right? And they're gonna
mm-hmm.
allow this man to play, and he wears brown skin. You better listen to some NDIRE about brown skin.
So you're saying that the Houston Texans sabotage his career? Then
I'm saying
yes. I believe that.
I'm saying Commissioner Goodell is not going to sabotage the NFL so-called reputation.
Yep. Then you don't want
I believe it.
Movements outside of every stadium.
I believe.
I don't want Geico pulling out. See, Geico pull out, that's bread.
Ask
I agree.
Michael Vick about the dogs that he had to endure his first year in Philadelphia when he should have been MVP.
And you got coons like Stephen A. Smith getting on national TV advocating for them to be put on the exempt list.
Oh, my God. Well, it's going to be interesting how it plays out. But I don't know because guess what? I got a court date for February 17, 2022. So it may just be that the courts are backed up.
All right, we got all that. But, again, with all the notoriety and publicity that's and it's getting worse with the – see, it's getting worse for him. It's like a snowball effect. It's going to get into the executioner hands. They're going to be like, listen, dog, just sit down. That's just it. Players union
first
is sticking behind
you. You're looking at the base of fans. And 2 and 5, this is a great conversation. And, Keith, you heard what he said, right? Now, look what happens. All those folks outside saying, this guy is a rapist. This guy is a rapist. Or not only that, but what's stronger right now? What's the strongest movement right now other than Black Lives Matter?
Facebook.
You guys are aware. There you go.
Me
so there
too.
You go. And I'm finished.
But I don't...
The NFL can't have it, Keith. He's
no, I listen. I don't disagree. I think he got to be one of the stupidest people on the planet right now, because all those that were just
the most stupidest person on the planet was Darren Sharper. Oh, I'm sorry.
Darren Sharper at least had a real sickness. He was really sick.
I don't think Deshaun Watson did
anything. Is Deshaun Watson not sick?
No, he's just stupid.
Yeah, he's stupid.
No. No. We're not letting him off the hook with that. We know that.
Yes. No. Think about it.
Wait a minute. It's still a sickness, Keith.
Hold on. Don't you know
you're in a dire strait what you're doing? He knows what he's doing. He's been spoon-fed and been spoiled. So
let me ask you this. If the thing that he's accused of, if I did it, do you think they'd have went to the authority?
Yes.
Depend on the girl that you're dealing with.
No.
No,
I don't think none of them would.
I don't agree with that. If it's you being a regular person, they better call the police on you instantly. There's always that chance there, man. No one called the police.
So you think these girls...
Because there's a reason. He didn't sign. Listen, he did not want to be with Houston. That's why he's going with this, man. You guys know better than
that.
Okay,
we can agree on that.
You can't fight the feeling. That's why it's all coming to fruition.
We all agree that it's smoke right there with him not wanting to be in Houston. Now all of a sudden he's a rapist. How can we put so much credence on what these women are saying then? If that's
right.
The truth.
Well, do me a favor, ask Bill Cosby that.
Nah, and I mean, don't let me go there because I'm trying to think about with Bill too. I mean, but we wasn't dead.
And you do know, Bill could be home right now, but Bill is still standing by. I didn't do it, and I'm not taking them classes.
Damn right.
So
Mike Tyson still
remains,
like, Mike Tyson still tell you, I did all that other shit, but I ain't raped that girl.
He raped that girl. Here's a good question for the three of you. Is Deshaun Watson marketable?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait. Right. In the moment, right now.
Who the hell said yeah? Who the hell said yeah?
I know he's not marketable right now.
Oh, my
God.
I want to hear this one. Why is he marketable?
No, under these charges, no. Under the situation he's in right now, he's not marketable at all.
No. Ain't no woulda, coulda, shoulda, woulda. I asked you, is Deshaun Watson marketable?
Not now. No, not now.
No.
Prior to this, yes. No.
Okay, you ready for this? So why should the league stand behind him?
On the, what do you mean?
Money,
no,
right?
No. They shouldn't have a position at all right now.
Okay, you're thinking in your own way, man. We're talking about corporate America. You have your opinion.
So
it's Huddle Sports Nation, but we're talking about this.
All right.
And you see the whole media went against it.
Do you remember a kid by the name of Austin Scott, running back from Tennessee?
Yeah.
I remember Austin Scott, who should be mad in this conversation, but go ahead.
Okay. He had his whole life set out for him. Bonafide NFL draft pick. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All that was taken away with a false accusation. Whole life ruined with a false accusation.
Okay.
So just like the death penalty, right? We need to be absolutely unequivocally sure about something before we go one direction or the other. Because guess what?
Okay.
If you get it wrong one time, that's too many damn times. So
when
you have people in that position, and it has happened many times with these athletes and these women, particularly white ones, where things don't go their way, and then they become like Kobe Bryant. Do we really know if he did it or not?
Okay, I'm going to go there with you. I love that. Let's discern here tonight on Huddle Sports
Nation. Right? And guess
what
happened
does,
now?
Right?
And now what do we call the big Kobe Bryant as? An icon.
Okay, you ready for this? You ready for this? This is the same situation. What happened to Lawrence Phillips?
Lawrence Phillips was proven to be psychotic, too. So go ahead.
Okay. So right now, again, like I said 13 minutes ago, there's semen involved in the situation with Deshaun Watson.
Semen means nothing, bro. That in of itself means nothing. Unless
it's
his
DNA,
so
right?
It caused him to go to court, man.
No.
Okay.
Semen alone didn't cause him to go to court.
What is the most strongest position other than Black Lives Matter?
Me too.
Yeah,
all right.
We can't go ahead and meet you under consensual sex.
Right, but do you think he's going to win?
Now, we
think
he's going to win?
That's your question.
Yeah.
No.
He ain't winning that shit, bro. You know that.
Now,
do I think it's going to trial, though?
Do you think if he agrees to settle, it'll go away?
Think it's going to trial.
No. What, I heard something else. Say that again.
If he agrees to settle out of court with these women, now what?
I'm going to ask you a question. Is he marketable?
If they take a check from him, yes, because Kobe.
No, he's not. Wow. That's between him and those women. He's not Tiger Woods. He's just Deshaun Watson, unless you win the Super Bowl, you're the first place loser or whatever. He's a loser, bro. So
he
can be rebuilt.
But that don't mean it's over with.
He ain't Steve Austin.
This is the land of second, third, and fourth chances, bro. Mike Tyson has experienced a resurgence now too, bro. Kobe did it. It is not unprecedented for somebody to bounce back.
Did Kobe or Mike Tyson have multiple women saying that he did something?
No. Wait. You needed to be more than one?
I'm telling you right now, it's a bad situation for Deshaun.
No. Right now. But if he comes through this, with Sam's jail time,
he's not going to, man.
Well, that's an argument.
You ready for this? He's just like you said, no team needs to beat the Lakers. Guess what? No courtroom in Texas will acquit him. There you go. So the Lakers win a championship and Deshaun Watson gets thrown in jail. Case closed. That's if the Lakers win, though. for the proverbial answer tonight on Huddle Sports Nation. I love you, Keith, man. Keith, my man. I love Keith. I hate you, Coach. I love you, 215. This man shouldn't even have a show.
Woo! Hey, listen. What I will say this about Deshaun, it ain't looking good for the home team right now. I will say that.
Thank you,
but
bro.
Will I say,
thank you.
Will I say it's over? Will I say it's over? No. But it ain't
okay,
looking
Yogi Berra.
Good.
It ain't over till it's over, huh? Right, you're right.
It ain't over till it's over, but it's damn sure. The fat lady is warming up. I can say that. Now, whether she's going to sing or not.
Listen, the fat lady smells between her legs, on the arms, and titties. And that's Deshaun Watson right now in his dilemma.
Yeah, he right, listen. Oh, man. And again, like I said, if it wasn't for so many examples he had before him, to think that you can get this off, like, is just beyond me. Like,
well, you know,
and
what's crazy?
I'm
going to be serious. Well, I've been serious, but I'll be a little bit more palatable. Deshaun, why, man? Why? And I said this earlier, guys, like, it's a mental problem. Okay, you did it once or twice, and then you felt you could do it to everybody? You touching everybody? Like,
that's
what the hell, bro?
That's his
that's
thing.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
To you, it's crazy, but everybody got their deviant.
Right.
Girl,
I got,
you know, your
I got what you're saying with that. And that was heartfelt, what I said. However, people sometimes with ego can't, you know, they can't handle their situation. And that's what's going to happen to Deshaun. You got to pay the piper, bro.
He does.
You got to pay the piper.
More than likely he will. More than likely he will. Uh-huh. And listen, even Michael Vick has a measure of redemption about it. He got another chance.
Yeah. He's on Fox Sports. But you know what, though?
A
dog is more respected than a woman.
Exactly. So if Mike, you know, hey, listen, man, because, again, in this society, our memories are short, and we all like to come back.
Well, listen.
We all like to come back.
To our brother Deshaun Watson, man, I'm going to tell you something, man, heartfelt, man. I hope you go to jail. All right, Coach, any final thoughts before it goes down? And I want to thank our brother, man, Keith Singleton, 215, be on this program tonight. And before I go to – matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and go to time right now. First of all, you guys, thank you so much for what you've done for me on a constant basis. This is an outstanding show. I hope Keith comes back on. And 215, we missed you. And tomorrow night on these stations, we have Chinchilla Jonesia and the wonderful News Forum. And it's so wonderful what she does for us on a constant basis. Tomorrow night, from juvenile lifer to award-winning podcaster, the story of David Luis Suave Gonzalez. He spent 31 years in prison, convicted of a murder at age 17. Also, we're going to have Tyra Banks, mother of Warren Banks, a victim of senseless gun violence in Philadelphia. And she's also the grandmother right now, you know, a potential junior Golden Gloves champion, Rashawn Banks. And I know Coach will love that. That's tomorrow night right here on these audio stations, News Forum. And what more can I say? But Damon Network has advertising to ONE, which is all of and goes the Enterprise, which is, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as and goes the Prime Time one at Damon.com. We're in Gozy Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Dulley and Gozy Appearance, Google+. Ola Dulley and Malaria Gozy at Facebook, as well as our business page, Huddle Sports Nation, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. And any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight, olaydelay.gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dulley and Malaria Gozy, saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there on Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Hey, knuckleheads, huddle up.
Huddle up, huddle up. Great, great show tonight. I mean, this is a great, outstanding show because I got to, you know, first I want to thank Mr. Singleton for partaking in into the Huddle Sports Nation. And like I said, this guy's, you know, mentor, comrade, and all-around great person. And, he made me want to play football. And Sixers, it's our time. Our time. I'm a Philadelphia fan. We the best in the land, and we hot. See y'all next week.